Romans 1 and 20. The invisible things from the creation of the world, the invisible things of God from the creation of the world were clearly seen by that which was made, even his eternal dunamis power. The Bible directly says that eternal dunamis power, though it be invisible, was used and employed in the creation of this world. It was used and employed in our creation. Amen? And it's that invisible dunamis power is what the Father sends when you ask Him. When you pray, the Bible says, believe that you receive. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So you have to receive. Say, receive. We have to learn to receive. Part of walking in faith is equipping your faith. If you're not equipped by faith, you're trying to exercise faith without the proper equipment. You got to be equipped to operate in faith. Some people just try to start operating in faith, but they don't have the equipment. So Matthew 13 talks about that equipment. It talks about how the sower sowed the word. It talks about how that word would endure a fight. It talks about how it would go 30, 60, 100 fold. And he talks about mustard seed faith. Then he talks about the woman that hid leaven into three measures until the whole was leavened. In Matthew 13, 31, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like the grain of a mustard seed which a man took and sowed in what? His field. Sowed in his field. See, the kingdom of God is about receiving. That mustard seed was the word of God. We're very clear on that. See, that was the evidence. God sent that grain. And he says, if you have faith as the grain of the mustard seed, it's not little faith. It's just faith that operates like the grain of mustard seed. In other words, what you're praying for, what God will bring you a vision, he'll bring you a vision of a citywide revival. That's like the tree the mustard seed produces. And we think we got to produce the citywide revival. What we really need to do is just receive the components in which we'll allow the Holy Spirit to manifest. He says you'll receive it as a seed. See, the miraculous part of the kingdom of God is you receive from the Father things in the form of a seed. You receive the word, but that word, just like a seed has the capacity to be 1,000, 100,000 times greater than itself, beats me how a little brown seed can produce a red apple. More importantly, a little brown seed can produce an entire tree. Within that seed is the programming. It's packaged inside the seed. And when it sit down and receive that in the heart, something happens. An explosion takes place when it's sown into the soil. See, that explosion is what the Holy Spirit does for us. But if we have the components of our faith, it's going to allow him to multiply that seed. Amen? And he goes on further to add to that when he says, in verse 33, he says, another parable speaking to them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven. Now, we're not really a baking generation. Some of us are, but, you know, we can go down and buy bread at the local store. But leaven is that yeast they'll add to that flour and that water, and they'll cause that expansion. If you open up the oven and you're wanting to see if that cake is risen and instead it falls flat, don't open your oven too soon. Let it bake. God is baking on the inside of you. And notice what it says here. It says, which a woman took, and she hid in three measures. And we talked about this last Sunday. Three measures. She hid the leaven into the three measures. She injected leaven into the three measures. See, all of this is telling us how to operate by the word of God. He says, know you not this parable? How then will you know all parables? See, we try to go operate in faith, but we're not properly equipped. What we need to do is spend more time receiving, say receiving, the three measures. Well, thank God the Holy Spirit has identified those three measures. Because a lot of times people try to walk out and start trying to operate in faith, but they're not properly equipped. They don't have the equipment of faith, so they're trying to exercise faith, and they end up falling flat on their face. Because they didn't spend enough time being equipped. Part of the equipping of faith is receiving from heaven that which is going to cause this miraculous, what we're looking for is this seed to bust out of the ground. We're looking for this leaven to supernaturally expand. We want this leaven to be injected into those three measures. We want that expansion because that's the answer to your prayer. That's the breakout of the kingdom. That's the supernatural part. That's what the Holy Spirit does. But without the proper components and ingredients, we're not going to get that breakout. So we're constantly trying to exercise faith, but we're not getting anywhere because we're not properly equipped. Amen? So what we're doing is now identifying the equipment. He says, when you pray, believe that you receive. See, the Father's going to send you the equipment, the components, the ingredients of faith. He's going to send you the exact same things He created the world with in the beginning. And you have to know, when you're asking for something tangible in the earth, God's not going to send the tangible. He's going to send the intangible. Father's going to send spiritual substance. You can receive it if you're 10 years old. You can receive it if you're 100 years old. You're a son and daughter of the Most High God. You have been given the capacity to receive from heaven. He's going to send three measures. Those three, before you even exercise faith, you got to exercise faith. I'm seeing if you hear me. Before you exercise faith to move a mountain, you have to exercise faith to receive the components so the Holy Spirit can move your mountain for you. He said, not by might. The word of the Lord undeservable saying, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Those mountains are going to move by the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost, to move those mountains, he needs equipment. He needs the things he worked with in the beginning. He likes to work with certain things, like a carpenter. A carpenter likes to work. He has certain tools. The Holy Spirit, he wants the proper equipment to move your mountain. When we don't give him that equipment, we're trying to exercise faith, and we don't have the components of faith. The Holy Spirit actually identified the three components, and then he threw this right in the middle of this chapter. It's awesome. So what are the three components? Holy Spirit, Word, creative dunamis power. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. And so, before you want to exercise faith to move mountains, you've got to exercise faith to receive the components. And the Father sends the good gifts and the perfect gifts. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above. We're still in review here. The Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. See, the Father's going to send the perfect gift. He's going to send the good gifts. He's going to equip your faith to move mountains. Without substance and without evidence, your faith is not going to work. You're just speaking. You need the evidence the Father sends. He's going to send His Word. He's going to send this awesome, creative, dunamis power. And you have to learn to receive before you learn to move mountains. You've got to learn to receive. You need to write that down. You must learn to receive. They that receive the abundance of grace will reign in this life. If you don't receive what the Father's sending, your faith is not going to be properly equipped. And you're going to try to exercise and you're going to end up empty. Amen? See, the woman that took the leaven, she injected that leaven into the three measures. Leaven is faith. That's faith to move mountains. That's that faith that causes that expansion we're looking for. We want that expansion. We want that seed to break out of the ground. That's what the Holy Ghost does. See, we're trying to get that because that's the answer to your prayer. As soon as that expansion comes, as soon as that seed breaks out of the ground, your prayer is answered. He does that. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He does that supernatural part of it. That's His job. But if you don't give Him the other ingredients, the Word, which is being the evidence, the dunamis power, which is being the substance, if you don't have the evidence, He's not going to create that expansion because you don't have the three measures. So what we end up is a half-baked cake. A half-baked prayer life. We're not getting consistent answers. And what God wants more than anything, He wants a people that pray to Him. He wants to answer our prayers. I want to see this congregation pray small things, great things, and move mountains for the kingdom of God. Amen? And to do that, we're going to equip our faith. Spend quality time equipping your faith. Listen to this series so you get it, to learn how to equip your faith. Boy, if you could learn this. There's not a college in the world that'll teach you this. There's not a Bible college that'll teach you this. These three measures. Kingdom of God. It's the mystery of the kingdom of God. Man, I called somebody the other day. I was so excited. I got it. They said, you always got a new revelation. But I got it this time. I was like, let's hear it. I said, you better sit down. Boy, I just unloaded. Because you know when you got it. You know that you know that you know. See, you got to see it. If you don't, you're like, oh, that's really good. Thank you for that good message. What did he preach on? I don't know. It was just really good. Something about word and seed and woman baking, but it was really good. And you go on about your life. But this particular revelation, this radically transformed your life. It can radically transform your generations. It gives you access to what God has wanted us to have access to. We have a spiritual inheritance in heaven above, but if we don't know how to get that down into the earth, what is going to ultimately happen is we're just going to live our life. Some of us will be blessed. Some of us will struggle. Some people might have a natural blessed occupation, and you're blessed with that. But you can still be 100 times more than that. Because faith has no limitations. What we're after is the God of the impossible. We want the God of the impossible. We want to do what we can't do, not what we can do. If you can do it, you don't really need God. You just need a little bit of his anointing to help you. We want the realm of the impossible, where all things are possible. So I want to show you this. Luke chapter 1. I want to show you 3 measures today. This is how God works. He had them in the creation of the world, in the beginning. And he instituted them again. In the birth of Christ, I want you to see these 3 measures in operation. That's why I said, before you exercise faith, you need to exercise faith. You understand what I just said? Before you exercise faith to move mountains, exercise faith to receive the components to move mountains with. Most of all of us should be in a 100% receiving mode right now, not a mountain moving mode. Because if you don't get the components, you're not going to move the mountains and you're going to be limited in your faith. Amen. That's why the mountains have not moved. And we're people just pray for 50 years and we'll just keep on praying because that's the way we are. Amen. But I want to be effective. Amen. I want you to be effective. It is my goal in life to pray to God and him to answer. I'm talking about big stuff. I don't want to pray to stuff I can do. I want to pray to the God of the impossible that makes all things possible. I want to pray to the I am. And I want to see the I am manifest the realm of the impossible into the earth. That's what I'm after. I'm not after building the church. I'm not after sweet, nice programs. I'm after the God of the realm of the impossible. To teach the sons and daughters of the Most High God to access, to receive their inheritance, to walk in the manifestation. I'm after the manifestation of the sons and daughters of the Most High God. So the world can see that is a manifested son right there. That is a manifested daughter. I want to see it where the world will take notice. Man, what is on you? Well, let me tell you what's on me. Like Jesus, he said, do you not know I could presently call upon my Father right now and he would send 6 legions of angels right now? That's what I'm after. He says, I'm giving my life. Don't think you're taking it. Call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. Well, I want this church to be like that. I want you to be like that. To call upon God every day. Some kind of major manifestation of the kingdom of God is way above what you and I could have ever done. Asset transference. Creative miracles. Revival. Power. Salvation to the one that could never have been saved. The impossible made possible. Oh, that was never going to give his life to the Lord. And all of a sudden, he's giving his life to the Lord. That's what I'm at. We're going to look at Luke chapter 1, verse 26. In the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. And the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Now, she's a virgin. She ain't never given birth to nothing. Hey, there's two kind of wombs. There's one like Sarah's. She gave birth to all the wrong thing. And then there's Mary. She gave birth to nothing. But God can take care of both of them. Amen. By faith, Sarah received creative dunamis power. And it healed her womb and she gave birth. It's going to take dunamis power to give birth from heaven. To give birth to your prayer life, it's going to take dunamis power. That was the secret, what Abraham received, what he couldn't do in 24 years, he received it in 3 months. Sarah received it, and she gave birth. And he said, when she saw in verse 29, she was troubled at the saying, cast in her mind, what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Amen. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb. Now, she's a virgin. She never known a man. Thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son. Now, what's the first thing Gabriel's doing? He is delivering the evidence, the word to her. He is delivering a word right out of the throne of God. She ain't bright right then. He's giving her the word, the evidence of what God's going to do. He said, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. There's nothing happened. This is the word. After this encounter, she could have walked among her village and nobody saw that. There's no evidence that that happened, but she was carrying the evidence inside her because she received that evidence. She carried the evidence of what God wanted to do. See, God's always going to proclaim to you in advance. That's why when you pray, believe you receive and then you shall have. She had to carry something inside of her. The evidence of what God wanted to do. What she was carrying inside of her, ultimately, going to transform the entire world. And thou shalt be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. Verse 32. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, watch this, there's no end. See, when God births something from you, there's going to be a no-end multiplication to it. See, when you birth it, there's going to be an end. But when God births it, there's a no end. That's what we're after. We're after the God of no end. That's why the devil comes immediately to steal the word. All the unborn, 2 years. See, coming after that word because he knows once you get a birth from heaven, he can't stop it. It's got multiplication in it that's not of this world. It has increase in it that's not of this world. It has that expansion in it that's not of this world. And once it's birthed, nothing can stop it. That's when it was birthed in the book of Acts. I think it was Gamaliel. He stood up. He said, listen, this thing be of man, it's surely going to die. If it be of God, there's nothing you're going to do that's going to stop it. That's what we're after. The God of the no end. So the government shall rest upon his shoulder. And the increase of his government, there shall be no end. That's what God's going to plant inside of you. How about birthing an inheritance for your family, which there's no end to it? Well, your sons and daughters will look at that and say, man. Well, you can teach them how to do it. We are locked in. The one thing about me, once I lock in, I lock in. Sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's not, because I am so focused. I can't see anything else. Can't talk about anything else. Only thing I want to talk about right now is the three measures of the Holy Ghost, the Word, and creative dunamis power. And the moving of mountains and the birthing of the apostolic king priest government. Anything else, I really just can't join in. That's what it takes. Kingdom of God takes a focus like that. You can't be all over the map. You have to have divine focus. When you're going to pray for something, you're going to have to see the components of what you're praying for. You're going to have to be locked into that. If you're not, you're going to be all over the map. If you're all over the map, you're not going to birth anything. Of his kingdom there shall be no end. So the Gabriel, the angel, he delivers the word. He speaks that word. See, the first thing is this is the evidence of your future, Mary. Now, could you imagine he's saying all this to Mary, all that he's going to do? Could you think that Mary for a moment said, how am I going to do all that? How am I going to raise my son up for him to do all that? See, that's the thing about God. When he talks to you about your future, it's 1,000 times greater than you are. It don't mean you're going to do it. It's just going to come through you. Now, Mary could have set up all that. How is we going to birth a kingdom? I'm going to have to raise him. She'd have took the responsibility on her own shoulder. I'm going to have to raise him to be a king. I don't even know how to be a king. Can you imagine how the wheels turn? See, when God says something to you, doesn't mean just because he's saying he's going to birth it through you that you're going to actually do that. That part you're not going to do. Your part is what? You got to receive the seed. See, that was the mustard seed. All that was going to come out of that seed, that's God's part. That's the Holy Spirit's part. Holy Ghost's going to raise him. We know by the age of 12, he already knew who his father was. He was impressing the lawyers in the temple. Mom and dad done ran off for 3 days without him. God said, I can raise your boy. You know, when they were Jerusalem, they ran off. They didn't even know they were there. A day's journey. They went out. They didn't even know that he wasn't there. He was in the temple. Took them a day out, day back, and 3 days looking for him. That's 5 days. And God took care of him. Don't worry about it, Mary. You don't have to worry about it. I can raise him. That's my child. See, when God bursts something from heaven, that's God's. And when it's God's, you can't touch it anyway. It's like Hannah, when she birthed Samuel, Hannah said, you'll give me a son, I'll give him to you. And said, I'll give you a son, but he's going to be mine. And Hannah had to give him up to the Lord. Samuel, she got to come once a year and dress him in the temple. Certain things when you birth from heaven, you don't get to have your hands all over it. Because they're not your responsibility anyway. And that's the thing you got to do, because that's the detriment to faith. When God speaks all of this, you're trying to work it out how you're going to make that happen. And you'll get out there, and once you start trying to make that happen, I don't know anything about this, but I'll tell you what I think about it. When you go to try to make it happen, Ishmael, Amalek, Eliezer, you name it, trouble. Barney, rubble, trouble. Mary was not responsible for his upbringing. And of course, she was his mother, but she wasn't the one to go crown him as a king. And see, that government rests upon his shoulder. That wasn't her job. Her job was to give birth. Her job was to receive. Say, all I need is your spiritual womb. Hers was the natural. But for God and you, he needs your womb. Your spiritual womb. You're going to pray, he's going to have you involved. But that doesn't mean you're going to make it happen. Let the Holy Ghost do what the Holy Ghost do. Don't get up in the Holy Ghost's business. He's well able. If you give him the components, he can do it. Holy Ghost say, I got this. I got it. You receive what you receive, and I'll do what I do. Well, if you don't get the components, you're going to have an empty, flat prayer life. You're going to see every one of these components. Gabriel comes, he brings that word to her. What was her job? To embrace that word. Wasn't her job to make all that happen. She was just going to give birth to it. The rest was the Father's job. The rest was the Holy Ghost. Watch what else happens. Verse 34. Then Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be? I don't know a man. Since when? From the creation of the world. Has anybody given birth without a man to give birth with? And the angel answered and said unto her, this is how it's going to happen. I done told you the word. I've given you the evidence of your faith. Now the Holy Ghost is going to come upon thee. Wow. So now you got the Holy Ghost. The three components, here they come. And, say and. He's going to bring something with him. And the power of the highest, that word power is dunamis. He's going to bring the same substance that was in the creation of the world itself. That substance was part of the creation of the Son of God. The dunamis power of the highest is going to overshadow you, Mary. So now you have the Word, now you have the Holy Ghost, and you have the dunamis power of the highest. You have the three components that God does anything with. You get those three, your faith is going to skyrocket. See, God just didn't come in birth. He gave her the components to birth with. She got the three measures. She received the three measures. Now watch this. She's going to give her response. And Elizabeth, she goes and tells Elizabeth immediately. And Elizabeth, the babe, leaps in the womb. Watch the response of Elizabeth. I like this. There's faith everywhere now. See, when you got the components, there's faith. Now she can inject her faith because she's got the Word, she has the Holy Ghost, and the power of the highest. She's got the three. Now she's going to inject leaven into those three. She's going to inject faith now. Now it's time to inject faith. Faith to receive, then faith for the manifestation. How many of you ready to move some mountains? All you have to do is faith that operates like a sea. Get the components. Get the bread baking in the oven. Like Mike the other day, he said, don't open your oven too soon. It'll fall out. Keep it baking in the oven. Amen? Look at verse 44. For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, this is Elizabeth, the babe leaped in the womb for joy. And this is Elizabeth speaking to Mary. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things that were told her from the Lord. Say, there's going to be a performance. God's going to perform His Word that's hidden into the heart. There is a performance. There is a performance of those things that were told. What you're carrying in your heart, there's going to be a performance. Why? Because she has the measures. Now, here's Mary's response. This is her leaven now. She's going to inject the leaven now. And Mary said, now she's got the components. Now she's going to inject faith into the components. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. And behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done great things, and holy is his name. And she goes on with that. See, she's injecting faith. Nobody can see the evidence of what God said. She hasn't seen the evidence of what God said. She has a miraculous conception, but nobody's seen any evidence. She has received the components, and she's injecting leaven. Faith into those components. And all of a sudden, what comes forth? Substance. What comes forth? The Bible says the Word was made flesh and dwelt among men. That Word that was given to her, that substance was given to her, the Holy Ghost, He created that babe in her womb. The miraculous conception happened. And then the multiplication began. The Word was made flesh and He dwelt among men. And the Holy Ghost came upon Him. And we are a product of that multiplication even this day. Every time someone gets born again, they're a part of that promise. All born out of a womb. That's when you birth something out of a womb from heaven above, it cannot be stopped. And the devil knows it can't be stopped. That's why he's got all these things, and what he wants to do, he wants to divert your faith. He wants to take your faith and do what you can do. That's a detriment. Do not put your hand to the things of the kingdom of God. Do what you do and let the Holy Ghost do what He does. Amen? And remember, keep your eye and heart fixed. Listen, when you're going to birth something by faith, you may not see it overnight. It takes time to receive the components. It takes time to keep the Word of God. But remember, all it takes is one birth from heaven. One birth, say one birth. One birth from heaven. One birth, and forever. Everything you ever pray is going to get answered. Then you can start teaching people how to get answered prayer. And I'm not talking about little answered prayers. I'm talking about prayers that change the structure of your generations, that can change the structure of this city, can change these men and turn the world upside down have come here also. I'm talking about receiving the unlimited inheritance of the Most High God. We will see this in operation. For this is what the Holy Ghost has been training us for. Let's all stand. Praise the Lord. Let's give Him glory. Hallelujah. We're coming in this season to celebrate this birth. And these three components were in this birth. And they're going to be in your birth. Got to have faith before you have faith. Say, have faith before you have faith. Faith to receive and then faith to inject. Listen, the Holy Ghost is the one's going to move your mountain. That's the beautiful part. You don't have to move your mountain. The Holy Ghost is going to do that. He's going to do the miraculous. Give Him what He needs. Amen. So let's go before the Lord in prayer today. Father, we thank You. We thank You for every good gift and every perfect gift that comes down from above. We thank You for the Holy Ghost. We thank You for the Word, which is the evidence of the thing we cannot see in the natural. And we thank You for the substance of creative dunamis power, dunamis virtue, the invisible substance, but what that which the world was made with, employed in the creation of the earth itself. Employed in the creation of the Son of God Himself. Employed in the creation, even we, in the conception of Adam, was created in that creative dunamis power. Father, today we set our faith to receive the seeds by which all the kingdom of God will be multiplied. We set our faith to receive the three measures, so we can inject the leaven into the three measures. Today, Father, grant us, according to the riches of the glory that is in Christ Jesus, to be strengthened, endowed, and overshadowed with creative dunamis power, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth of Your love. That we may know the love of God, that we may know Your fullness. Now unto You, Father, we know there's a performance that's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond, according to this creative dunamis power that's now working in our spiritual womb. Today we decree it's working in us. Today we decree it's multiplying in us. Today we decree that three measures are being brought to fullness. Today we decree the God of the impossible is now made possible. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless Your people. Bless the saints of this house. Bless the sons and daughters of this house. And Father, we thank You, even this holiday season, let there be signs, miracles, and wonders to be done by the name of Thy holy child, Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen.